The Art of Work, Section 23. My days had been dedicated to a careful observation of all the work people do upon the earth. I hardly slept as I tried to figure out God's intent for us, but no one can fully comprehend everything that takes place under the sun. Despite my best efforts to search it out, I could not understand it. Even if a wise person claims to know what God is doing, no one can truly know the mind of God. When I reflected on this, I realized that although the lives of the righteous and the wise are in God's hands, no one knows if success or failure awaits them. And a final destiny will come to all, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the holy and the unholy, those who worship God and those who do not. The blameless will die the same as the sinner, and those who make promises to God face the same end as those who are afraid to make them. I enjoy a nice cup of tea, and recently I switched from tea bags to loose leaf tea. I use those paper filters, but sometimes they fail, and I end up with tea leaves in the bottom of my cup. And depending on how the tea swirls about on those final sips, they may leave a pattern behind, and I'm told if you stare at it long enough, you may see a shape you believe you recognize. The same thing happens in our lives each day as time and chance happen to us all and different events line up in different ways. Qohelet says, even if a wise person claims to know what God is doing, no one can truly know the mind of God. But we have such a strong distaste for not knowing what is coming next that we interpret our own lives and read the patterns of our present circumstances so we can have an idea what God will do next. To bolster our belief, we begin talking to others about what we saw in our cup, proclaiming with great confidence what God is doing in our personal lives. We may even set ourselves up as the one in the know and start telling others what God is doing in their lives as well. It's a powerful delusion, and one that can last a lifetime, for the twists and turns of life continually provide new patterns for us to interpret. Superstition is a worldwide phenomenon, for we live together in a broken world full of dangers, trials, thorns, and thistles. It can be frightening to live with such uncertainty. And anyone who can offer us some sense of direction, some knowledge of what our future will hold, will always find a willing audience. If they keep at it and speak in general enough terms, the time and chance events in life will substantiate their claims to one degree or another. The audience will grow, and in time they can create a livelihood from their own activity. Qohelet has already told us to consider what God has done, that no one can straighten what he has twisted. So when good times come, enjoy them. And when bad times arrive, remember that God created both to ensure that people will never know what their future holds. Sitting around and trying to read our tea leaves is a foolish waste of the precious gift of life we have already been given. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.